From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm John Idsty, sitting in for Steve Inskeep. Voters in Spain have ousted the ruling party, a stunning electoral upset 3 days after the deadly bombings in Madrid. The ruling Popular Party of Prime Minister José María Aznar conceded defeat tonight to the socialists. Jerome Sokolowski is at election headquarters in Madrid. Jerome, just how big a victory is this for the socialists?
Hello, John. It is indeed a stunning victory. We have 95% of the votes counted now, and the Socialist Party won 43% of the vote compared to 37% for the ruling Popular Party. To give an idea of how stunning it is, there was a report that an internal poll taken by the Popular Party just a day before the train bombings last Thursday gave the Popular Party 182 seats in Parliament. With this, they only get 148. That's a more than a 30% drop in 4 days. It is indeed stunning. And another interesting statistic from this election is that the turnout was almost 80%, approaching 80%, which is means that there were 10% more votes cast than in the last national elections 4 years ago.
And how did the ruling party take the defeat?
They seem to be taking it with equanimity, at least outwardly so. They're congratulating the Socialist Party and saying that they will do all they can to cooperate with them during the transition. A spokesman for the government conceded that there were what he called circumstances that generated this defeat, but they say they want to contribute to an atmosphere of tranquility. And as it appears, as we're speaking now, that the Socialist Party leader is claiming victory. He just held a minute of silence for the victims of the attack, and he's speaking to the nation now.
Mm-hmm. Jerome, what role did last week's horrible bombings play in this defeat of the ruling party?
Well, it certainly must have played a very big role. I mean, a lot of people, I sense talking to people today, that there's a lot of anger out there. People perceive that Prime Minister Aznar's support for the United States was very costly for this country. It cost 200 lives and more than 1,500 people wounded in these attacks. And a lot of people feel deceived also by this government that was saying just after the bombings that it was blaming it on the Basque separatist group ETA, when the evidence was increasing that it was Islamic terrorists and could be al-Qaeda, although it's not definite yet. Even then, the government was saying that we're not ruling anything out and that ETA, the Basque group, was still the primary suspect.
Any new details today on the bombing investigation?
I think the most interesting detail today came out of Morocco, that one of the suspects that was arrested yesterday was being followed by Moroccan authorities since last year's suicide bombings in Casablanca, when there were several suicide teams that blew up a Spanish cultural center and several Jewish targets and killed more than 40 people. Today the interior minister who's leading this whole operation, the investigation, said that the five people who were arrested yesterday are going to be held under anti-terrorism legislation, which means they can be held longer than normal. And he said that they also had a criminal record, something about homicide. He was a bit vague about it.
Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid, thanks very much.
Thank you, John.